Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients to over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
Profitable paid ads. That's the tip of the iceberg. Most people, it's a lot of stuff that has to line up for your ads to work. Not just, because sometimes people come to us and they're like, well, I just need help with my targeting. Or should I use a video or image to get the best results with ads? Or like none of that stuff, like that stuff has a place, but it's not critically important to run paid ads, right? Again, paid ads is the tip of the iceberg. So what's all the necessary stuff that actually is important? Well, first and foremost, I'm gonna kind of walk you through some of the things here as you see. So these are the bulk of the iceberg that lead to the ads working, right? So the foundation, the bigger part of this iceberg is gonna be the mindset of a profitable advertiser, right? So what do I mean by the mindset of a profitable advertiser? Well, profitable advertisers, they don't look at running ads as spending money. That's number one. They also don't look at ads as an expense. They look at running ads as an investment, right? They don't look at ads as an expense. They also don't look at ads They also don't look at ads as a as spending money, right? They look at ads as an investment and also collecting data. Like, you don't run ads to make a sale. You run ads to get data. Then based on how you interpret that data and then leverage that data then leads to sales. Let's say you spend $1,000 on ads, right? You spend $1,000 on ads. And then let's say your offer is $5,000, right? Let's say you got a coaching program or something for $5,000. So if you sell, you spend $1,000 on ads. Let's say you spend $1,000 on ads. You're spending $10 per lead. So that means you get 100 leads. Out of those 100 leads, you get a 1% conversion on those leads after scheduled calls and all that. So one of those leads buy that and they pay you $5,000. You get what I'm saying? So you spent $1,000 and you've made $5,000. That's a 500% return. Now, and when you do this right, that's very possible. Now, I'm not making you a guarantee that you're going to spend $1,000 on ads and make $5,000. I just want to be clear. That's not what I'm saying here. But what I am saying is that's a hypothetical. It's for education example purposes only. Disclaimer. Not only have you got a 500% return, you also now have 99 leads, right? Additional leads who haven't paid you that you can still monetize. Because some of them, because you only got 2% of the market is going to buy right now. So now if your follow-up process, which we're going to talk about in a second, when now that's in place, let's say you have another one of those leads that convert in 90 days and another one of those leads convert in 6 months. Let's say another one of those leads convert in 12 months. So now you've technically made about 20,000 over a year over that first 1,000 spend, but immediately you got an ROI. But now you're going to have people popping out. In the meantime, of course, you're taking that 5,000. Let's say you made that 5,000. And you took 2,000 of it and you put it back in ads. And then you got 200 more leads. And those numbers continue to run. So the first thing you got to have before any of this is you have to have the right, you have to have the mindset of a profitable advertiser. Next is you want to have your offer, right? So you want to have your offer. Now, it's two types of offers that you want to have, right? You want to have your free offer, which we also call a lead magnet, but you want to have a lead magnet, which is free, but you still got to sell free. And then you want to have the paid offer, right? So your lead magnet is designed for your paid offer to be the logical next step. Now, some people say, well, how do you avoid teaching or giving away too much in your lead magnet so people will still buy your program? Well, that's not the goal. You don't want to not give away too much. The goal is to give away. You're not trying to act like you're helping people in the lead magnet. You're actually helping them, right? So you give away the good stuff and then you invite them. So you want to have your offer. So based on what you sell, what's the lead magnet that you can give away? That's what you need to think about. So you got two offers, your irresistible lead magnet, and then your program, right? So it leads to that. So in your ad, you're not selling your program, okay? You're in your ads, you're not selling your coaching program or your coaching program. In your ad, you're selling your free lead magnet. And then your free lead magnet isn't even selling your coaching program. After they get the value from your free lead magnet, that lead, that then sells your strategy call or whatever your next step is to get into your program. Okay. You also want to have what we call an elevator funnel. So some people do like the ascension ladder. So they say give away something for free, and then you sell something for $7, and then you sell something for $97, then you sell something for $497, then something for $997, then something for $5,000 or more. I don't believe in that model. That's the stairs. I believe you want to have a what we call an elevator funnel. So you get them to where they want to go faster versus going up the stairs. So you go landing page for your lead magnet, case study video where you're teaching them and giving them value, invite them to a call, have the enrollment call, help them make a decision if it makes sense for them. Real streamlined process. And then you have your follow-up email sequence in place. Part of your elevator funnel is you want to have your follow-up process in place. So some people are like, well, why would I have a follow-up process? Now, some people say, okay, why would I have a follow-up process in place and I haven't even launched ads? Well, you don't want to launch ads without follow-up process, because most of your people aren't going to take the next step just yet, coming from cold traffic. So you want to have your follow-up in place. Now, before launching, we want to make sure we got our tracking in place. You'd be surprised how many people, I analyze their funnels, I audit their funnels and so forth, and they're trying to figure out where their ads don't work or how they can scale their ads, but they don't have any tracking in place. So it's like, how can you find out how to make something work better or if something didn't work if you're not tracking? So you have to have your necessary tracking in place. You want to have your right pixels in place. You want to have all these things in place so you can see what is actually working. And you can't depend solely on the Facebook. You want to leverage the Facebook pixel, but you can't depend solely on the Facebook pixel, because most times Facebook tracking is way off, right? However, you want to make sure you got all your tracking and stuff in place. Okay. Now we got all that in place. Now we want to have our three C's in place, right? We're going to have our three C's in place. So your follow-up, this is going to be your nurture. Well, actually I'll come back to that in a second. So now you want to have your three C's in place, right? So your three C's is you want to have your copy, right? So your copy is the text that you're going to see when it comes to an ad. So it's the text, right? So it's like when you're scrolling an ad, what's that text you see? Okay. That's one. Okay. And then you want to have your creative. Okay. Then you want to have your creative. Your creative is if you're doing a video or you're doing an image ad. Your video or your image ad. Because some people say, well, Marquel, are video ads better or image ads better? Well, they both work. You just got to know how to work them. Okay. So your creative or your image ads. I mean, your creative, what if you're having a creative image, what? Okay. So now you want to have your creatives. And then you want your third C is your conversion process. And that's actually down here, the elevator funnel that I talked about. So I know some people do, again, the ascension model, they do whatever. So most people, so here's the reason I don't recommend teaching people to sell like low ticket offers, especially running ads. So like if you, let's say for example, you're selling an ebook or you're selling like a course for like 97 or a membership or whatever, $27 a month or whatever. A lot of people don't teach you that they actually go in the red at first. So for example, a lot of people who you see who do like free plus shipping offers for their book, or they're selling like a course, or they're selling an ebook or something like that. A lot of them don't tell you that they actually go in the red. And even some of the people who sell like 997 courses from a webinar, a lot of those people, they don't tell you that they go in the red. They don't tell you that they actually go in the red for 3 months, I mean, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. They don't really tell you any of that because they know that they're going to make their money on the back end. Most small business owners who are in the earlier phase, they don't really have the budget to go in the red, right? So that's why I recommend flipping the funnel around and then going straight to the premium price offer, because that's one of, that's also really getting the results anyway. So why make them wait to get there? Okay. So we got our copy, we got our creative, and we got our conversion process, right? Okay. And then part of that copy is going to be the messaging. So we want to make sure we got messaging that speaks to individuals, right? With the messaging. So your message is going to be huge, right? Your messaging is going to be huge. Because you got to, because sometimes people think it's the targeting, but it's more so the messaging that speaks to the target, because every target has different types of people in it. There's a place for targeting, which we're going to talk about in a second. However, the messaging is going to pull out the people that you want out of that particular target. Okay. So then you got your creative, and then up here, you got your targeting. Right. Because notice the targeting actually comes last. Okay. The targeting comes last. Because after all this, because the target is just a small piece. You got to have all this other stuff right. And then you choose your targeting. Okay. And depending on the platform you're on, my favorite is Facebook because it's the easiest to get started with. And it has the, I think it has the best, the most robust system. You got the targeting. So those are the pieces. That's the ice. So this is the iceberg that actually makes up creating profitable ads. Again, most people jump right in. They don't have any of this type of stuff. They just bought an ad course. Most of these ad courses don't dive into none of this, right? They just tell you, hey, here's how you log into your ad account. Here's how you create an ad account. Here's what you click. Here's where you put. Here's where you put your link. But they don't even know. You don't even have anything to drive people to. Like people be buying ad courses and they don't even have nothing to drive people to. But yeah, that's that. That's that, y'all. If nothing else, go implement something that you got from today's training. So that's all I got, y'all. God bless y'all. Love you all. And this session is a wrap. Talk to y'all soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.